This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You make me wonder.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are, and I guess in some cases, who the viewers are as well, so keep that in mind. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, on this glorious Tuesday, October the 15th, also known as Safety Day for those who are hanging out today. It's day 289th of the year and only 77 days left to go. So as we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios, we are also hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Yeah, you know it. We get to hang out with those people. We get to do our stuff here as in exactly as we are doing the stuff that we do in the world with you. So that's always an important aspect of everything that is going on. So let's not downplay the card. Let's do everything that we have going on. So anyways, if you're new to the show, we talk about safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of the concept of everything that we do here. So there you go. Some stuff to think about on how we go about doing our thingo. But with that being said, let's talk about this because it's going to be important. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will get you into our system, and then we get to hang out. We'll get to do some stuff, you and I together, which is always important, so don't worry about that aspect. So callinradio.com will get everything moving and grooving for you. So that's kind of the way that it goes. So if you are in Orlando today, the Rosen Plaza will be the where we're hanging out today at Safety Day. And we'll be broadcasting there. So I guess we're doing quintuple broadcasting today because I'll be here and then I'll be there doing our stuff. So it's going to go like this because this is normally how it goes. There will be a plan for us to broadcast live. So we'll broadcast live. But there'll be certain aspects. I'm sure we will not be doing the whole presentation stuff live in real time, but we'll get some stuff to you. But I'll do the broadcast aspect in real time, but we'll be cutting in and out on Safety FM. And the podcast network, we'll leave that alone. We'll drop those episodes in after they're being recorded. So just information purposes. But Safety Day is a good day to come hang out in Orlando if you've never been. It's a thing that they do here in the local area where I'll say that it'll compete with some of the bigger events that occur. But it is one day and they do it at very, very low cost compared to some of these other bigger events that take place throughout the country. And some of the times, what I've noticed is the speakers that are at the big events, come to this event. Normally, you kind of take a look at it, and you kind of chuckle, and you'll see some of the speakers be there 2 or 3 years ahead of them actually going to these bigger events. And sometimes I've seen it even on the other occasion where they are at those bigger events and they'll end up coming here. So it's an interesting time for sure. So Rosen Plaza Safety Day is what's going on. ACFS.org if you want more information about that. So ACFS.org. So let's talk about this. Our show consists of safety in the news and safety. So we're going to be talking about some of that stuff today. What we end up doing is we'll go through the whole plethora of what's going on inside of the world of the news. That way you have some stuff to talk about to your team members if you need to do so. So there you go. So why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R. Safety show.
Okay, so here you go. A prankster gets fined for his political trolling, and an archaeologist finds and takes a capturing turn. So we'll talk about that. Olivia Rodrigo takes a tumble, and Coldplay tops the charts. More of that as we get into showbiz, and more accusations against Yee. We'll talk about that and find out who's on the shortlist of the next host for the Oscars and the casting call. And Princess Kate returns to public mom duties too. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on. So let's do this because I have my people at hanging out at Feature Story News that are waiting to talk to you about everything that's going on. So if you're good to go, I'm good to go. And we'll get you headed that general direction with the people at Feature Story News where they can feature some stories for you. I mean, because what else would you want them to do? I mean, duh. I mean, come on. So what we'll do is we'll bring them in, and on the other side, we'll get into some of the other stuff here on the local network of things, if one can put it that way. So let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. At least 21 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in northern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's denied purposefully targeting peacekeepers in Lebanon, but has repeated calls for them to leave combat areas. He says Israel will continue to target Hezbollah in all parts of Lebanon. Richard Gowan is the United Nations director at the Crisis Group. He says the UN is increasingly concerned about its peacekeeping troops in Lebanon.
There has been a real breakdown of relations between Prime Minister Netanyahu and the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, who has been very critical of the Israeli operations in Gaza. The two men are not talking to each other. Israel alleges, and the UN accepts, that some UN staff members in Gaza were, you know, complicit in the attacks of the 7th of October.
India and Canada have both expelled 6 diplomats from each other's country as ties worsen over the murder of a Sikh leader in Canada last year. It comes after Canada says it asked the Indian government to waive the diplomatic immunity of some officials who had been named as persons of interest in the murder investigation. India's denied involvement and calls Canada's allegations a smear campaign, as Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
India has threatened to take further action against Canadian diplomats in India. In a press statement, the foreign ministry said Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is maligning India for narrow political gains at home. Trudeau says Canada has asked India to cooperate in the murder investigation, but to no avail. New Delhi argues that Ottawa is yet to share any credible evidence suggesting Indian officials' involvement in the murder. The allegations against Indian officers were first made last year by Trudeau, which led to India-Canada ties nosediving. And with the latest flare-up, it's widely expected that relations between the two historically friendly countries will sour further. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
Campaigning's underway in Japan's general election. Parties have started appealing to voters in a bid to control the lower house. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Candidates have just 12 days to campaign ahead of the election. Of the 465 seats up for grabs, 289 will go directly to elected politicians, with 176 awarded to parties proportionally. The ruling party, the LDP, have been predominantly in power since 1955. It and its junior coalition partner, Komeito, hold the modest goal of achieving a simple majority of 233 seats. Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba says he's well aware this election will be extremely tough as the party tries to distance itself from scandals that dogged the LDP this year.
Sean Diddy Combs has been hit with a series of new lawsuits alleging sexual assault, abuse and rape. They include a person who was a minor at the time of the claimed incident. The music mogul remains behind bars after being arrested in September and charged with sex trafficking and racketeering. He denies all wrongdoing. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, more about the situation in the Middle East from a veteran observer of events in the region.
The Netanyahu policy of security at any cost isn't working.
That is Lord Peter Ricketts, a former senior British diplomat who chaired the UK's Joint Intelligence Committee under Prime Minister Tony Blair.
After a year of devastating attacks on Gaza, they have still not got military dominance over Hamas. Now, with the war in southern Lebanon, I'm old enough, I'm afraid, to remember the 1982 war where Israel made a major ground invasion of Lebanon, went all the way to southern Beirut, were there in the south for 18 years after that, then again in 2006. I think the Israelis understand that time is against them in southern Lebanon, hence this sense of real urgency, whatever it takes, whatever the civilian consequences, to do the maximum damage to Hezbollah without being dragged into an occupation which will then put up Israeli casualties. I think, therefore, that there is a time limit there. But the way the Israelis respond to the Iranian missile attack, do they go after economic sites like oil and gas? Do they go after nuclear sites? My own feeling is they probably will not. I think the Americans are pushing very hard against that. And the Israelis know that they cannot alone destroy the Iranian nuclear program.
And the UN on Monday accused Israel of trapping Palestinian civilians in northern Gaza. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, at least 21 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in northern Lebanon. India and Canada have expelled several of each other's diplomats as ties worsen over the murder of a Sikh leader in Canada last year. Campaigning is underway in Japan's general election, and Sean Diddy Combs has been hit with a series of new lawsuits alleging sexual assault, abuse and rape. He's previously denied all wrongdoing. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
This year's safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners.
only by using the following link. You can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Only on Safety FM, but I'm also somewhere else at the same time, too, so there you go. Anyway, so let's get into it. Let's start talking right away about some of the stuff that is going on inside of the multiverse, and I did say some. Take a list. The man accused of attempting to carry out a hit on Donald Trump says that he's totally innocent. Vern Miller posted a video on social media saying that he's an active and enthusiastic Trump supporter. Yeah, that's what he's saying. I mean, you saw some of the videos that I put yesterday, or at least that we were doing yesterday as we were hanging out. So, yeah, he says that he's a pretty big supporter of the man. He also says that, Trump supporter as a part of his support. He's been to multiple rallies in Nevada before he was informed by law enforcement and security checkpoints that he has weapons with him and that he forgot that the laws are different in California regarding firearms, adding that he's always carries a Glock and a shotgun for personal protection. Miller, a special access pass that law enforcement said was a forgery, was sent directly to him by the Republican Party of Nevada. He says that the body cam footage will show that he proactively informed officers that he had a firearm in his vehicle. Miller adds that he told one officer that would turn around if he's having a weapon in his trunk, if it would be an issue. That's when they handcuffed him and put him back into the squad car while they searched Miller's vehicle. A few hours later, Miller was handcuffed, interviewed by the Secret Service of the FBI, who seemed to be disinterested in arresting the officer concerns that Miller was an actual threat. Miller says that he's considering defamation lawsuit against Riverside County Sheriff's Department. This is according to Vin Miller and Rumble. So what do you think here? I mean, that's an interesting one, regardless on how you take a look at it. I mean, what do you think here? Because when you start looking at the bigger concept, it's like, so was the guy innocent? Was he not innocent? I mean, some questions are going to have to be asked. No doubt about that whatsoever. Anyway, take a listen to this. Following Sunday's historic milestone at SpaceX, Elon Musk says that Starship booster section recovered from the lower remains in mostly functional order. A few outer engine nozzles are warped, is how he referenced it, from heating and some minor issues, but these are easily addressed, he said, in a post X along with an image of the tower boosters. Musk added the technology advancements extend beyond the threats of the essential rapid reuse, so he says that they can reuse it relatively quick. Starship is designed to achieve a reflight of its rocket boosters ultimately within an hour of liftoff. At the peak efficiency, and the theory is that Starship boosters will land the same way in 5 minutes after the launch, leaving the remainder of the hour to refueling and maintaining another and mounting another ship, better saying. If this technology scales, it will mark a revolutionary inflection point upon human history to make space travel more regular and practical than ever before. This is, of course, according to Elon Musk. So there you go. Some information always going on inside of here. We're going to do some different things today because I'm telling you already, got a lot of stuff, and we're going to be broadcasting live. So let's kind of move some things around as we would normally do this. So why don't we go ahead and do something out of the ordinary, and let's have some John Smalls come in right now and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Travis. Mae Jemison said, "Never limit yourself because of others' limited imagination. Never limit others because of your own limited imagination." Excellent quote. There's a scene from Ted Lasso that got my attention. Now, I'm not a sports guy, so I never planned to watch the show about soccer. But this scene was him betting somebody over a game of darts. The other guy took the bet. Then Ted said, "Wait a minute, I'm not left-handed." And then he went on to hit one amazing shot after another. His monologue reeled me in. It was about being curious. If they'd been curious, they would have asked, "Have you played much darts, Ted?" That scene made me curious enough to watch Ted Lasso. It was great, even for a show about sports.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. When Christopher Wren, the English architect, was directing the construction of St. Paul's Cathedral in London, he stopped to talk to one of the laborers at the building site. "What do you do?" Wren inquired of the man. Not realizing he was talking to the great architect, the man, who was a cement mixer, answered, "Sir, can't you see? I'm building a great cathedral." I like that. Here was a man who was able to see past the limits of his job description. He wasn't just mixing cement. He was building a beautiful cathedral. Lord, help us to realize that whatever we are doing, we are working for you. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. At least 21 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in northern Lebanon. India and Canada have expelled six of each other's diplomats as ties worsen over the murder of a Sikh leader in Canada last year. Campaigning's underway in Japan's general election, and Sean "Diddy" Combs has been hit with a series of new lawsuits alleging sexual assault, abuse, and rape. He's previously denied wrongdoing.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. I know, out of the mix of normal stuff, but for sure have to talk about some of this stuff. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Torite Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and Torite Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and healing is possible. Find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. The moment you get over there, there's going to be information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com. TWLOHA.com. To write love on her arms. I want to make sure that I get that information to you because it's super important to talk about. I mean, I'm being serious as I say that. Let's talk real quick about some number stuff because I think it's going to be important. The Dow increased by 201 points to close at 43,065 on Monday, and the S&P increased by 44 points to close at 5,859. The NASDAQ added about 159 points to close at 18,502, and West Texas Intermediate closed at $73 a barrel. And Brent crude closed at $77 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.20 on Monday, and Bitcoin remained steady, trading just around 63,100. There was more than 2,530 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, with about 155 such cancellations. So there you go. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $169 million jackpot or $80 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there's an opportunity to do so. Also, I talked about it at the very beginning. Olivia Rodrigo fell through an open trap door while performing on stage in Melbourne over the weekend. The clip of the incident, 21-year-old was running across the stage before taking the tumble. Uninjured, Rodrigo jumped out of the hole yelling, "Oh my God, that was fun." This is according to The Sun. So there you go. Hey, things happen. It's real time, and there you go, some stuff. So here's a short list of people that are being looked at to handle the Oscars. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are on the short list of names to host the Oscars. According to the Deadline, the plan is to have them ensemble of rotating hosts in the effort of shaking things up. Others being floated around include Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The 97th Oscars will take place on Sunday, March the 2nd of 2025. I wonder if somebody decides to stand up and wants to slap the host, if anybody's going to attempt to slap Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You know, I don't see that happening. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, of course. What do I know?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some stuff that happened back on this date. Back in 2018, Sears files for bankruptcy. A series of stores closures and deals into desperate attempts to stay afloat and fail to have struggling retailers. So there you go. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Hannah Lee turns 28, Billy Unger 29, Anthony Joshua turns 35, Genuine 54, Eric Bennett 58, Susan Demente turns 62, Kathy Lederman turns 69, Larry Miller 71, Joe Klecko 71 as well, Richard Carpenter 78, and Jim Palmer, yeah, a Hall of Fame baseball player. He turned 79 today, just in case. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's National Mushroom Day, National Chicken Cacciatore Day, Global Hand Washing Day, National Dance Movement Therapy Advocacy Day, National Cheese Curd Day, National Roast Croissant Day, White Cane Safety Day, and National Grouch Day. So there you go. Definitely some things to take a look at if you're so inclined to do so. If I can leave you with a random joke for today, I would need to do that because that's what happens. So here you go. Rando, here you go. I'm guessing that I'll die never knowing what pumpkin pie tastes like when I actually have room for it. So there you go. Yeah, I know. That's a rando. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. You're given $25,000 and a plane ticket to go anywhere, but you have to leave tonight. Where are you going? Also, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 64% of us do this when grocery shopping. What is it? Go up and down every actual aisle that exists. So there you go. Anyway, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be live on Safety FM. I need to run out and do something because I have to get to the venue. So that's what's going on right now, just for information purposes. What we're going to do is I'm going to recommend to you to go to the Pre-Accident Investigation podcast right now and take a listen to what good old Todd Conklin had going on this weekend as he got to interview Doug Parker from OSHA. So if you haven't taken a listen to that, I'd recommend doing so. So let's catch up throughout the day. Hang out on Safety FM, safetyfm.com. You can also download the apps. I will still be coming up to hour two and three in regards of what's going on here on Radio Big as well. So don't go too far away. At the top of the hour, we will have Sheldon Primus come in. So don't worry about that. Shorter version today because we'll be longer throughout the rest of the day as we are going. So if I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Success seems to be largely a matter of hanging on after others let go. So keep that in mind. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener, because without you, it makes absolutely no sense to do what we do. So see you at the Rosen Plaza, acfs.org for more information. We'll be streaming here on Safety FM. I'll see you for now. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Rated.